later. Welcome to Chorus Call. Please hold for an operator.
Yeah, connect me to Root Mobile Conference Call.
Your name?
Pranali Patil from Iden Investment. Connect me to Root Mobile.
The conference is now being recorded.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Aman, moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Route Mobile Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations, to discuss its Q3 and 9 months FY22 results. We have with us today Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta, Managing Director and Group CEO, Mr. Gautam Badalia, Group Chief Strategy Officer and Chief Investor Relations Officer, and Mr. Suresh Jankar, Chief Financial Officer. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to remind you some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve certain risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide number 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajdeep Kumar Gupta, Managing Director and Group CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aman. Good evening, everyone. I want to start by wishing all of you a very happy new year, filled with lots of good health and prosperity. We have had another strong quarter. In fact, we have posted our best quarterly revenue to date. The following are some of the key highlights of our quarter gone by. We have successfully raised 867.5 crore via QIP from marquee investor, which we'll utilize to accelerate our organic and inorganic growth. I'm also excited and proud to tell you that Rapid, our developer outreach program, which we have envisioned for some time now, was launched in past quarter. I have always believed in the power of engaging with young minds and learning from them, and this event lived up with the potential. We have witnessed participation from over 7,000 developers across the globe, each of whom had some fantastic idea and used our APIs to create some unique solution. It has been an inspiring experience to meet, interact, and learn from these young entrepreneurs and developers, and we can't wait to build on this. We also launched our payment as service offering that facilitates a 360-degree seamless payment experience to our customer. We have completed 2 acquisitions during this quarter, Massivian in Latin America and Intertelco, a Kuwait-based company that will help strengthen our presence in GCC. These 2 companies will further enhance our operator relationship and help us with our enterprise segment growth in both the region. I'm also happy to announce that Route Mobile has been recognized as an ESG leader based on the factors such as community support and development, data privacy and security, board independence and ethical business practices. Finally, based on our superlative performance in Q3 FY21-22, the Board of Directors has approved an interim dividend of INR 3 rupees per share. I will now turn it over to Gautam to take us through the financials. Thank you for your time. Over to you, Gautam.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rajdeep. Good evening, everyone. Hope you and your family are safe and fine, and wishing everyone a very happy new year. We've already uploaded our quarterly earnings presentation on our website, as well as on the stock exchange website. Hope you had a chance to go through the presentation. I'll quickly summarize our financial and operating performance during the quarter gone by and 9 months FY22 before opening the floor for Q&A. The key takeaway of from our financial performance in Q3 FY22 has been the strong revenue growth momentum, as highlighted by Rajdeep. On a YOY basis, we registered a revenue growth of 46%, and on a quarter-on-quarter basis, the revenue growth was 29.2%. If we were to exclude Massivian and Intertelco, the 2 companies that we acquired, organic growth during the quarter on a QOQ basis was 22% and 38% on a YOY basis. So Q3 FY22 has, in fact, been our best quarterly revenue performance till date. In volume terms, we processed over 16.29 billion transactions, which is again the highest quarterly billable volumes processed by us till date. In terms of operating overheads, there was a non-cash charge of INR 93.2 million to the P&L, owing to grant of 736,500 stock options, employee stock options, which were granted to eligible employees of Route Mobile and its subsidiaries under the recently floated ESOP scheme 2021. In terms of geographical expansion, our India pie continues to increase, as highlighted in slide 20 of the earnings presentation. And with the two acquisitions, we've added two new geographies to our global portfolio, as is reflected on slide 17 of the presentation. We continue to witness very strong momentum on the next generation products across multiple geographies, as highlighted in slide 25. On a YOY basis for the new products, we have registered strong growth of 156%, and on a quarter-on-quarter basis, a growth of 67%. With Rapid, we intend to democratize the use of plug-and-play APIs among the developers and the startup ecosystem. From last quarter onwards, we have accelerated our sales and marketing efforts towards making Rapid a truly developer-focused platform. We conducted a global API hackathon, which witnessed participation from over 7,000-plus developers across the globe. With this backdrop, let me walk you through our financial performance. In terms of Q3 FY22, revenue from operations grew by 46.2% from 3848 million in INR in Q3 FY21 to 5628 million in Q3 FY22. There was a sequential growth of 29.2%. Billable transaction increased from 8.82 billion in Q3 FY21 and 10.86 billion in Q2 FY22 to 16.29 billion in Q3 FY22. This includes 3.31 billion billable transactions processed by Massivian and Intertelico for their relevant period of consolidation. Average realization per billable transaction decreased from 40 paisa in Q2 FY22 to 35 paisa in Q3 FY22, owing to lower average realization per billable transaction in Massivian and lower email average realization. Gross profit margin expanded from 18% in Q3 FY21 to 21.1% in Q3 FY22. Adjusted for the non-cash ESOP charge, EBITDA grew by 73.5% from 445 million in Q3 FY21 to 772 million in Q3 FY22. EBITDA grew by 25.2% from 617 million in Q2 FY22 to 772 million in Q3 FY22. EBITDA margin was 13.7% in Q3 FY22 compared to 14.2% in Q2 FY22 and 11.6% in Q3 FY21. EBITDA margin declined sequentially owing to increase in sales and marketing cost and hiring of developers towards the Rapid initiative, which we have launched in terms of the hackathon in the quarter gone by. Effective tax rate for the quarter was 16.7%. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 41.6% from 420.9 million in Q3 FY21 to 596 million in Q3 FY22. Adjusted PAT margin was at 10.6% in Q3 FY22. As against 10.4% in Q2 FY22. For the nine-month period ending December 2021, revenue from operations grew by 31.8% from 10,437 million in nine months FY21 to 13,760 million in 9 months FY22. In terms of certain KPIs, billable transactions increased from 23.5 billion in 9 months FY21 to 34 billion in 9 months FY22. Average realization per billable transaction was 41 paisa as against 44 paisa in 9 months FY21. For reasons that we've highlighted, the realizations for Massivian and Intertelco combined and the email realizations happened to be lower than the average realizations of Route Mobile. We had a net revenue retention of 125%, as highlighted in slide 22 of the earnings presentation. We added over 250-plus new customers, including a couple of large customers during the quarter across all products. Gross profit margin expanded from 18.9% in 9 months FY21 to 20.9% in 9 months FY22. EBITDA margin grew by 51.4% from 1242 million in 9 months FY21 to 1880 in 9 months FY22. In terms of operating leverage, the conversion of EBITDA to gross profit expanded from 62.8% to 65.3% during the same period. EBITDA margin expanded from 11.9% in 9 months FY21 to 13.7% in 9 months FY22. Effective tax rate for the 9 month period was 17.6%. Adjusted profit for tax grew by 31.6% from 1084 million in 9 months FY21 to 1427 million in 9 months FY22. Adjusted PAT margin remained stable at 10.4%. We onboarded around 150 new employees during the 9 month period. Attrition rates has increased from 11% in FY21 to 20% in 9 months FY22 on an annualized basis. Net cash as on December 31, 2021 was 11036 million. Average receivable days has increased slightly from 55 days in FY21 to 59 days in 9 months FY22. And average payable days has also increased from 80 days in FY21 to 83 days in 9 months FY22. We've kind of incurred a capital expenditure to the tune of about 12 crores during the quarter gone by. With this, we open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Pranav Kshatriya from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So firstly, you know, can you comment a little bit on the new services, where we have seen a fairly decent growth, especially on email? I would want to know, you know, what has been the progress, because, you know, you had set fairly aggressive targets there. And secondly, you know, what is the value proposition of this payment services business, which, you know, you're trying to build? What sort of products you are looking at, and who will be the, you know, typical audience here? That's my first question. I'll come to the next question after you answer this. Thank you.
Pranav, hi. Katam, let me just answer the second part, and you can answer the first part later.
Sure.
Pranav, I think the payment as service API which we have launched is especially meant for omni-channel platform, and we are talking about the conversational commerce as a part of our offering. It can be used over any conversational commerce chatbot, like whether it's in WhatsApp or RCS or Telegram also. So I think we are launching our API which will be enabled enterprise customer to do a commerce within the chatbot itself. I hope I'm able to answer your question.
Yes, and but I mean, you know, do you have some customers who are trialing it, or this is?
Yes, there are few POC which is going on right now as we speak, and very soon we will give the update on the customer and revenue as well.
And what will be the revenue model here?
So the revenue model is, I think there are various options we have on that, you know, like over the charging mechanism, you know. So I think that we will share separately, but right now I think the overall POC thing which we are building right now, that is more important for us to get the POC done with the customer, and then we can comment on revenue.
Sure, thank you. Gautam, sure. You want to give some color on this progress on the
email? So Pranav, I mean, the revenue model essentially will be a take rate on the GMV or the volume or the value that we'll be processing through the platform in terms of payments akin to any fintech or payments that happens. With respect to your first query around email, so I think on email, I think for the 9 months, we've done about 5.23 crores. And at this point in time, we are investing into making the email platform kind of a self-serve platform, making it more and more familiar with a lot of marketers across the globe. There is a lot of time and energy spent on kind of making, including sales and marketing efforts to make the platform more and more self-serve So this 5.23 crores largely pertains to enterprise revenue that we are clocking right now from the email services that we are offering to, largely on transactional and bit of promotional messages that goes through the platform. But the overall intent or the strategy is to kind of make this a self-serve platform, which will largely be available to English-speaking marketeers across the globe.
And is like this 12 crore capex happened largely towards this, or there was something else?
No, a large part of this 12 crore capex was towards incremental the new call center facility that we have set up. So that about 5.5-6 crores went towards that, and other than that, largely it was for infrastructure upgrade.
Okay, and this quarter we saw fairly high ESOP cost. Now, should we assume this 93 million kind of a cost more of a run rate cost, or this would be more of a one-off expenses? And if you can give some color on this ESOP, especially what is the strike size at which these ESOPs are given?
Yeah, so the ESOPs were issued at a price point of about 2,292 or 3 rupees. This is, over a vesting period of around 4 years. So in the first year, the charge happens to be the maximum, around 48%, and then it gradually kind of tapers off. So second year, it will be about 28%, 17%, 8% for the last year.
Okay, so this expenses, will taper out over next
year. Yeah. And as it is, it's a non-cash charge to the P&L.
Right. And so how much, was the, cash on the books as on 31st of December, considering you had money also?
Yeah, 11,036 million.
Okay. Thank you. That is it from my side, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anil Nahata, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I have a couple of questions. The first question is around these two acquisitions of Masivian and Interteleco. Can you please give me the gross margin and EBITDA margin from this business? Any sense around that?
Yeah, so for Masivian, the gross margins are in the 40s at this point in time, and there is room to improve it further, and that is where we are kind of acting as a technology partner to Masivian to upgrade their entire tech stack. For Interteleco, the gross margin would be in and around the portfolio gross margin that we are clocking right now.
That is around 20%.
That's correct.
Okay. And what would be the annual run rate for the Masivian business?
The Masivian business, should do on a monthly revenue basis about $1.8 to $2 million.
Around 15 crores per month.
That's correct.
So that was the first question. The second question I just wanted to understand, the growth in the numbers, the organic number basically, did it happen from the ILD price increase, or it is a more increase in volume?
Let me just answer this question, Anil. I think the ILD price is already increased, from last 6 months, So it's a more on a volume increase, you can say that. We got a few customers onboarded on ILD routes. Due to that, there's an increase.
Okay. So this is basically, this means you have taken away some market share from the competitors.
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
So Anil, just to give some stats to it, so on the organic front, we have, our volumes have increased by 13%.
Okay. 13%.
Gautam?
On a YOY basis, yeah, for the 9-month 13%. Period. Yeah.
Right. So basically, 13% is the increase in the volume on organic basis.
That's correct.
Correct. And just a follow-up question on the ILD, and that's my last question. In this ILD business of India, who are the major players and what are the market shares they enjoy? Any color around that?
I think, to be honest with you, there are so many claims happening in the market right now, and people claim so many numbers. So there is no, actual number as such. Like some people are claiming 55%, some claims 40%. So we are doing a decent revenue. Our revenue is growing quarter on ILD, and I think you want to stick with our numbers and growth. So I think I'm not in the, we are not in position to give the some kind of you know, guidance what kind of potential market is there.
Fair enough. See, I was also confused about the various claims, and that's why I wanted to clarify, because
So I think we are also confused on that side. So to be honest with you, Anil.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, sorry. Hello?
Yeah, is the question answered, Ms. Natha?
No, I am done. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohan Kumar from MJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hey, congrats on a great set of numbers. I just had a couple of questions. The first one was with respect to the margins. So you mentioned that McEwen had resulted in a slight decrease in the margins on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, and mentioned that, you know, McEwen's gross profits, gross profit margins are actually pretty high, and you can actually expand that further. So do you have some kind of a timeline around when do you expect the margin expansion to be completed by, or to reach a fair portion of that to be achieved by?
Yeah. Hi. So McEwen actually has led to the average realizations tapering off, I mean, coming off, because there the average realization happens to be, I mean, around 9 to 10 paisa in INR terms. So other than that, I mean, McEwen is definitely doing very high and healthy margins. And we intend to grow that business at that kind of margins, I mean, going forward.
Just to add out here, I think McEwen is going to use all our omnichannel APIs, which has been developed by Route Mobile. And I think the WhatsApp potential in Colombia market and I think all the Spanish-speaking Latin America market is very huge. And I think they were using APIs from third party. Now they will directly use our APIs. So I think that is also going to add, you know, like value in terms of getting their GP increased.
And does that give you a leg into the Spanish-speaking folks in Mexico and other parts of, in the U.S. too? We've got a fair amount of Spanish-speaking folks. Does that give you an entry over there?
Yes, we already set up our sales office now in Mexico and then Chile and Peru. So we're already working towards that, yes.
And so my second question was, again, with respect to the capital that you've raised. You've still got, I'm glad you mentioned you've got about more than 1,000 crores of cash on hand, including what has been accrued internally and the capital that has been raised. Is there any deal that is nearing completion in the near term with respect to something that, you know, you have identified and is in the pipeline?
Yes, Mohan, thanks for asking this question. It's a very good question. To be honest, we are a global CPaaS player and probably one of the unique in India, from India itself. So I think our vision is very clear. We want to focus on global market rather than just one market, because India is just one of the market for us, not our entire market. Even if you see our revenue, I think it is 50% coming from India and 50% coming from outside India. So we will definitely look for the more acquisition, whether it's a geographical or a product enhancement. And we are not shying away with that. And we are happy to share that we are excited to working on certain deals which may happen very soon.
Got it. Thank you. And just a final question is just a bookkeeping question. So the revenue growth that you've mentioned that you've seen this quarter is really strong. And I've already mentioned on one of the interviews that you're expecting north of 30% this year, which implies to a 4Q number, which is largely in line with what we've done in 3Q. Generally, 4Q has been slightly cheaper because lower than 3Q because of seasonality. But as McEwen ramps up and Intertelco ramps up, can we expect 4Q numbers to be better in 3Q?
I think we have just increased our guidance to 30%. And if all goes well, probably we may achieve a little higher than that.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thanks a lot and all the best for the fourth quarter.
Thank you, Mohan.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiren Dasani from Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rajdeep and Gautam. Congratulations. Just wanted to spend some time on the slide 25, the new product revenue, which has shown very strong growth during the quarter. So if you can explain what's happening there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Hiren, hi.
The quarterly new, yeah, quarterly new product sales run rate, which was more in the range of 120-130 million INR, it has gone up quite nicely this quarter. So,
that's correct. So, yeah, hi, Hiren. So it is a function of a few things. I think from our perspective, we've seen good traction building around email. And Massivian as a company, again, does a lot of new product solutions that they sell to enterprises. So that is also added to this pie. Email has started to gain some traction. We started now billing enterprises on RCS. So till last quarter, we were offering RCS. Q2, FY22, we were offering RCS as a freebie. I mean, we just wanted to make the brands aware of the product capabilities and what it renders for the brand. And we now have active billable clients now on RCS front that is gaining a lot of traction. On WhatsApp, we have seen WhatsApp and Viber, we have seen a lot of new clients being onboarded, including, I mean, we just done a press release a few weeks back of Bank of Maharashtra. There are a few other large clients that we have onboarded on WhatsApp as well. So the new product, I mean, Workstream, I mean, now I think we've been able to create a very well-oiled engine, and we've been able to now do this across multiple geographies, the sales teams are now kind of well-trained to now offer this the new products to enterprises, and we are now at a stage where we are now doing a lot more cross-sales with the existing enterprises.
Understood. Thank you. And on the core business, I mean, the organic revenue growth of 22% QOQ is very encouraging. And just wanted to understand if there is any large new contract wins here and what's the kind of sustainability of this kind of growth momentum.
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, there are some clients which have ramped up significantly. In fact, one of the client, I mean, that is ramped up and is part of our top three clients. And there we are witnessing significant momentum. Even as we speak today, for the month till date, we have been witnessing that kind of momentum. And there is a strong momentum that's driving this growth. There are some few new clients that we have won, and some of them should become operational from the month of February. So that will add to this momentum. And in terms of recurring revenue, I mean, we're doing about 90% of our revenue is recurring. So per se, these are clients, I mean, who are happy with the services that we are rendering, and we've been able to get higher wallet share.
Understood. I just wanted to make sure that there is no seasonality element. Historically, there has been.
So Q3 definitely happens to be the best quarter for us. But looking at the momentum that we are kind of witnessing for this month, we believe Q4 again should be a good quarter for us.
Sure. Great. All the best, and thank you for your time.
Thank you,
Ren. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Manish Poddar from Nippon India AIF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for doing the call. So first, you know, a few data keeping. So you said the ESOP funded incrementally will be 9 crore per quarter for the next 3 quarters, and thereafter it will taper down, let's say, to let's say about 4 crore per quarter for the next year.
That's correct, Manish. So about 10 odd crores per quarter. So currently, this quarter, it was about 80 days.
Okay. And, you know, how much is the cash on the books? You said about 1,100 odd crores.
Yes.
So how much is the payout which you have done for Massive now, right now?
No, Massive was paid. So we paid about $30 million.
870 plus 400. So
and we have paid about 16 odd crores for the Inter Teleco acquisition. Hello.
Hello. Manish, you there?
Podar, is the question answered?
No, I've dropped. So I'm just trying to understand the run rate which Massive is operating, let's say at EBITDA level. Would it be a fair understanding that the earnout would not occur?
No, the earnout. So earnout is about $2.5 million, and the kind of run rate that they're clocking, and my sense is they'll have some bit of earnout that. So it's a kind of a ratcheted structure, and depending on the performance, up to $7.5 million, that $2.5 million earnout is payable. So they'll have some part of it as earnout. I mean, looking at the performance, looking at the client wins that they've done, some of the telco tie-ups that they've done. And they will also get some synergy benefits from us in terms of some of these large OTT players, I mean, whom we have direct partnerships with or direct association with. A lot of those will also help them in accelerating their revenue within LATAM.
Okay. So just two more questions. First, if you could probably help me understand, this hackathon expenses which you've done probably in marketing, and that stacks up in the other expenses. How much would be that, let's say, on absolute basis?
So about 2.5 crores.
Okay, so then what explains, let's say, the operating profit not really kicking in, let's say, despite the scale which you've seen? So are you seeing significant drag on, because, even if I X out the 9 crore odd maybe staff cost, the EBITDA margin is significantly lower, given that you also had the Forex income benefit. So what really explains the contraction in the margin?
So EBITDA margin vis-a-vis last year, I think, is down by 0.5%. But on a Q-on-Q basis, there is a slight degree of, there is a significant EBITDA expansion that is played out.
I'll probably take that off him because I think there is...
Sorry. Manish. I'll just correct myself. On a QOQ basis, there is a 0.5% decline in the EBITDA margin. So from 14.2%, it has fallen to 13.7. But on a YOY basis, it has expanded from 11.6% to 13.7%. So this 0.5% dip that we have witnessed on a QOQ basis was largely because of the initiative that we have taken around Rapid, where we continue to invest into making making Rapid kind of a developer savvy platform.
So the total investment in Rapid was what, 2.5 crores is what you said, right? Or was there other development spend also?
Yes.
Okay. So just, trying to understand two more things. One on this this acquisition, or let's say this 30 crore rendered which you're having from this two acquisitions, what would be the EBITDA rendered which you're clocking now? And just trying to understand where does that stack up, let's say, 3 quarters, 4 quarters out?
No, so 30 crore run rate is, so Massivian was consolidated for about 50 odd days, and Intertelco is for 1 month. If I were to kind of normalize it, about a $2 million revenue, Massivian should be able to give us EBITDA of around 20%, and Intertelco should give us an EBITDA of around 14 to 15%.
Okay, and just one last one. So my understanding was that the yield on email is relatively higher, but is this because you're in early days of integration and that is where the yield is lower because you would be giving attractive pricing, or can you probably help me understand that?
Sorry, Manish, in which part of the world you're saying?
So the yield on email, you had a slide where the blended yield you have two lines.
Yeah, it is significantly lesser than the SMS or voice prices. So email, we sell it at about 1 paisa.
So at steady state also, that's the number.
Yeah, 1 paisa, 1.6 to 1 paisa. I mean, that is the broad range. In some geographies, we are able to sell it at a little premium to 1 paisa, but largely it's an in and around that 1 paisa.
But the EBITDA per transaction is higher there.
EBITDA, we make about, 85% EBITDA, gross profit. EBITDA would be 30% plus.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rajesh Kothari from AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi. Thanks for providing an opportunity. Sir, I have first question is with reference to the product business. You know, currently, what is our third quarter product business revenue?
So, Rajesh bhai, if you go to slide number 25,
yeah.
I think as all the segregation was there.
Okay, I'm actually not in front of presentation, but it's okay. So, what is the approximate size of what is the product revenue in third quarter?
New product revenue, Rajesh bhai?
No, total product revenue. 30 annualized basis run rate. See, basically, what I'm just trying to understand is that
that's
no
about 27 odd crores, 28 odd crores, 277 million.
Correct, 27 crores for the third quarter, am I right?
That's correct.
Correct. So, basically, you know, when do you think that the operating leverage will play out? Because as your product business increases significantly, there is a significant scope to improve the gross margin. Correct me if I'm wrong, you know, if I remember our discussion last time. So how do you see that to, you know, pan out over next, say, 12, 18, 24 months? And what is our strategy to improve this product range?
So Rajesh, Gautam, let me answer this question.
Sure.
So Rajesh, if you see overall adoption of omni-channel, which is at very early stage as of today, we as a company have already deployed, developed all the APIs, whether it's WhatsApp, Viber, or RCS, or email. You know, like it's all in-house API we have right now. So as on when the market keeps on increasing, we will start getting more traction from the enterprise customer. The beauty about True Mobile is like we are not just selling WhatsApp in one country. We also sell Viber, Truecaller, and WhatsApp kind of an RCS solution. So our market is a global market. And if you go to Indonesia, I think there might be different chatbot requirement as compared to Bangladesh or India. So I think adoption ratio as of today for the omni-channel is getting increasing day by day, and we will definitely be the beneficiary of this as soon as more adoption keeps on happening. And you can see this ratio in just one quarter, you know.
Okay. So as and when that increases, you know, you expect then the you know it would lead to improvement in gross margin, am I right?
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
So basically, do you think, you know, this number on annualized basis, can it say double over a period of say 2 years or so?
I didn't get a question. Can you just repeat that?
My question is, do you think over a period of say 2 years or so, there is a potential that this revenue can, you know, double?
Yes, sir, it can be triple also, sir. Not only double.
Okay. And if that happens, then what happens to the gross margin?
It will definitely increase. As we always say that we are definitely working towards raising our gross margin to a range of 30%. And we are definitely working towards a new product. And new product and our other operator solutions will definitely give more margin. And we are looking forward to reach 30% plus gross margin in coming days.
Perfect. And so my second question is, you know, considering the recent, you know, sell-off in the global markets, you know, particularly for technology kind of a stocks, are you getting the acquisition opportunity now at a much reasonable or attractive valuation, or you think the asking price is still very high benchmark?
Gautam?
Yeah. So at this point in time, there are active discussions happening where there are targets who are looking at it more from a global strategic standpoint, and they're looking at partnering with an established player. So we are getting a lot of such discussions. That is happening, and the valuations are definitely more palatable than what it was, say about 6 months back.
Okay, so it becoming do you think from that valuation standpoint, you know, they are becoming what I would say on 0 to 100 scale, you know, how do you rate it, you know?
No, so as I said, I think valuations are becoming palatable, and it will be accretive, from our perspective.
I see. And do you think within next 3-4 months you'll be using this capital which is there in balance sheet?
Yeah, some part of this capital, yes, we will be using it in the foreseeable future, yes.
And my last question is, you know, from the disruption perspective, because there are, you know, every day some new technology comes up and makes the old technologies obsolete. Are you seeing any significant changes, in the industry at global level? And how you are positioned to
make sure that, you know, we remain disruptive for others rather than getting disrupted.
Ajit bhai, if you see our new, as I said, the omni-channel adoption is still in a very early stage. Whatever we have built is getting adopted right now. So there is nothing called as you know, disruption, because these kind of technology is going to be used more is often in coming days. So at least let the adoption to complete and then disruption will happen. So we as a company are already ready with all our APIs, which gives us lots of advantage to sell our customer a new product. And I think what we see out here right now is like there's no question of disruption, because right now it's adoption scenario on the new technologies.
Great. Thank you, Radhik ji, and thank you, Gautam. Good show, great performance, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to paucity of time, that would be our last question for today. I would now like to hand the floor over to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, everyone, and have a nice evening. And if you have any question, you can definitely write to our Gautam and the team for any further clarification. Thanks once again. Take care.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for attending the conference call. If you have any further queries, please send an email to investors@rootmobile.com or gaurav.g@conceptpr.com.